Deadly floods receded from much of the Indonesian capital today, leaving stinking debris blocking streets and a daunting clean-up for residents. But elsewhere, filthy waters were still 2 metres deep, shutting factories, shops and schools and cutting electricity supplies. Rival government agencies gave the number of homeless as between 240,000 and 420,000, with the death toll at least 50. Deputy Head of Delegation for the Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is Peter Cameron. He spoke to us from Jakarta about the current situation on the ground.
Currently, there are still a number of people, quite a few thousand people, who are affected by the flooding. 60% of Jakarta was flooded, although some of the water has receded. But there is the threat of more rain, and in fact today it's overcast and there has been light rain falling. And at the moment, the local Red Cross, the Palmyra Indonesia, is out, has field kitchens in seven locations. They're serving up to 35,000 meals a day from those kitchens. 500 volunteers out and about helping with evacuation, medical health teams, and distributing hygiene kits and food kits to those that are affected.